안녕하십니까? 이 테이프는 2009학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 안내 녹음 테이프입니다. 잠시 후 2009학년도 3월 고1 전국연합학력평가 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여주시고 방송 담당 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명과 수험번호를 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 13번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제이며 14번부터 17번까지는 말하고자 하는 내용을 답지에서 골라 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 벽지를 고르시오.
Honey, this catalog has a lot of beautiful wallpaper.
Right.
Let's see. Look at this. It's very interesting.
A cow flying over the moon? It might be good for kids, but not for us.
How about these ones with stripes on them?
I don't like them. They are too common.
Oh, these are unique. A stone wall and tree rings.
A stone wall? We might feel we're locked. I think the other one is better.
Oh, yes. It'll be like we are living in a house made of wood. Let's take this one.
Great.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심정으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, do you remember me?
No, I don't.
Perhaps you remember an old lady who got lost last month.
An old lady?
Yes, you brought her to my house.
Ah, now I remember her.
She's my mother. I want to thank you again.
Oh, it was nothing.
It was a big thing. I'd like to treat you to lunch or something.
Never mind. It was my pleasure to help your mother.
3번. 다음을 듣고 어떤 색에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
This is one of the 7 colors in the rainbow. This color is seen in the flags of many countries, including the United States, France, Germany, and Korea. You can see this color on traffic lights and in many flowers. This color is the symbol of passion in many cultures, and it often means danger or warning on a sign. Most of the fire engines in the world have this color on their bodies.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Kate, why are you washing the car?
My family is going to Busan tomorrow.
Busan? What's the occasion?
My uncle is getting married.
Oh, I see. By the way, where's your brother?
He is inside. He has a bad cold.
Too bad. That's why you're washing the car alone.
Yes, I have to finish this quickly. It's getting dark.
Well, don't worry about it. I'll help you.
Really? Thank you so much.
Oh, not at all. What are friends for?
5번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 총 금액을 고르시오.
TicketNet, how may I help you?
I'd like to reserve tickets for the game between the Tigers and the Lions.
All right. When would you like to see the game?
Tomorrow. How much is it?
It's $10 for an adult.
I see. And how about children? I have an 8-year-old child.
For children from 6 to 12 years of age, it's half the adult price.
Then I want 2 tickets for adults and 1 ticket for a child.
Okay. How would you pay?
With my credit card.
Good. Just a minute, please.
6번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Even though we wear fashionable clothes, we can't be truly beautiful without good manners. You have probably noticed that people look prettier when they have good manners. It's because good manners have the power of making people look more attractive. For example, saying thank you makes you look much better to everyone around you. It is like wearing a little lipstick or having your hair cut.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일을 고르시오.
Hey, Scott, are you buying something here?
Yes, I need a notebook for my science class. What about you?
I have something to copy. Oh, Mr. Thompson is your science teacher, right?
Yes, I have his class today.
Good. Can you give this book to Cindy? She's in the same science class as you.
Sure, no problem. But I don't know who she is.
She is quite tall, wears glasses, and has long black hair.
Oh, I know who you mean. Okay, I'll give this to her.
Thanks, Scott.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. How can I help you?
I have a problem with my cell phone.
What's the problem?
I dropped it on the ground by mistake.
Yes?
The screen is broken, so I can't read text messages.
All right. I'll put your information in the computer.
How long will it take to fix it?
I don't know exactly. The repairman should check it out first.
Oh, I see.
9번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Hi, Emily. What a nice surprise.
Oh, Joe. I didn't know you were interested in volunteer work.
I work for the old people here as a volunteer once a month.
Oh, really?
Yes. You are here helping wash clothes?
Yes. How about you?
I've just finished cleaning. Now I'm going to take Granny's out for a walk.
Can I join you after I'm finished?
Why not? It'll be a great help.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Julie. It's me, Jeff.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. I couldn't see you because I'm not wearing contact lenses now.
Why not?
I tried to wear them this morning, but it really hurt, so I couldn't.
Then why don't you wear glasses?
Glasses make my eyes look smaller, and I hate that.
Anyway, you'd better go see a doctor right away. Your eyes are a little red.
Actually, I'm on my way there.
I see. Take care.
11번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, what can I do for you?
I'd like to take an after-school art class.
We have classes for sketch, oil painting, and watercolor painting.
I'd like an oil painting class.
Have you done it before?
No, I'm a beginner.
For beginners, we have two classes by Mr. Smith.
When are the classes?
The first class starts at 3 and the second one at 5.
I'll take the second one.
Okay. May I have your name?
I'm Jenny Jackson in the 10th grade.
Okay.
12번. 헌혈에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, students. Thank you for coming here for blood donation. But we can't let you all donate your blood. You have to be at least 17 years old, and your weight should be more than 50 kilograms. Finally, you can't donate your blood if you've donated in the past 2 months. Now, if you are able to donate blood, please fill out this form and hand it to one of the nurses. Right after your donation, you'll get a donation card. You'll also get your blood test results within 2 weeks. Thanks again.
13번. 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
Look at those beautiful ducks swimming.
Wow, they are so cute. 2.
How much is it to rent this boat?
It's $15 for 30 minutes. 3.
Where are the life jackets for us?
They are hanging over there. 4.
Show me your ticket, please.
Okay, here you are. 5.
Wait, you must put this on.
Oh, I forgot to wear it.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Have you heard of Mina?
No. Anything happened to her?
Yes. She had a car accident last week.
Oh, no. Was she hurt?
No. It was a small accident and nobody was hurt.
I'm glad she's okay. By the way, is she still working at the bank?
No, she quit the job last month.
Did she? Do you know why?
She is going to America to study economics.
15번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Jason, what was your childhood dream?
I wanted to be an animal doctor.
I didn't know you're interested in animals.
Oh, yes. When I lived on the farm, I used to take care of hens and rabbits.
Really? You lived on the farm?
Yes. We moved to the city when I was 12.
You must have a lot of beautiful memories of those days.
Sure. It was real fun to grow up on the farm.
Well, do you think you'll ever move to a farm again?
What time is it, Jennifer?
It's almost 3 o'clock.
What? Oh my, I'm late. I have to meet Professor Brown at 3:10.
You've got only about 10 minutes left. Where are you supposed to meet him?
I'm going to meet him at his office.
It's 20 minutes walk from here.
Right. I must hurry. I think I should take a taxi.
It's not easy to catch a taxi around here.
Then what should I do?
Bill
and his sister Kathy get up early in the morning to go hiking in the mountain. They pack some sandwiches and water bottles in their backpacks. They take an easy course because Kathy is not good at hiking. But after walking for about an hour, Kathy sweats a lot and she is out of breath. Kathy looks very tired, so Bill thinks they should stop for a while. In this situation, what would Bill most likely say to Kathy?
Now, 18번 문제부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답하십시오.